Have you tried the bean dip? It's time for devil's business.
Oh, no.
You need to take a long lunch. Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives to the people that are still awake while all the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jarling. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic and Aaron Sofane. What's up, guys?
What up?
Also this week we have T, producer T, or Zachary, or whatever. I don't know what you
want to
call.
I just
want to
go by the producer now, like the, that obscure.
Just go by fucking
like
T.
Villain.
That's my favorite.
Just because that's what you call me doesn't make it everybody's favorite, especially not mine. I like the producer.
Fucking
the producer.
Obscure.
Like your rap, like your rap name?
No, like I could be like a supervillain. Like the producer.
Well, we have a...
Way to church it up, T.
This is our Labor Day episode, and I think we're going to start with the... We're talking about the launch party. It's going on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
That's the 5th. September 5th?
Fourth?
What's today?
Fifth. September 5th. Sorry.
Preparation.
So anyway, September 5th, which is the date, that's this Thursday at the amazing Tongue and Groove nightclub in Lindbergh Station.
Yes, sir.
In Atlanta.
565 Main Street in Buckhead.
We're having the Devil's Business launch party.
Yay!
Devil'sBusiness.net.
Go to Devil'sBusiness.net if you haven't already. Also,
sponsored by Zombie Werewolf Productions
and
MyFavoriteSin.com.
It's actually actively produced by MyFavoriteSin. But anyway, no. The launch party is this Thursday. It's going to be amazing. T&G were really nice enough to let us do it there.
Yeah, no shit.
But we're just going to fucking destroy the club. But it's going to be great. But there's good news about the club because...
Oh, my goodness. It's my turn to talk about how awesome that fucking club is. If you want to check it out, go to tngonline.com. So basically what they did is they took out the center facade, which was blocking a lot of the sound and the lights. And it's fucking awesome in there. And they dropped in
really
like...
And the view. Basically, yeah. The centerpiece was blocking the view. And when you're upstairs, it's easy to look down girls' shirts if you're up there. And they just covered that all up and ruined it.
Dude, the vibe upstairs is fucking awesome now. It's like one big party. It's not just like separated.
Well, as Patrick said, it was like a coffin up there before. You just felt very...
Closed in.
Yeah.
Muted. And
you're almost suffocating
distant.
In there. Yeah. So, but now...
No, it's awesome.
Less claustrophobic. But
several thousand dollars worth of fucking audio equipment. It's
totally
insane.
Paid off, though.
It's last Saturday, actually, was kick-ass. The first time
last
I was there.
Oh, my God.
After they took down everything, it was awesome.
Yeah, and everybody we've sold VIP tables to upstairs really loves to hear how it was a coffin. That's great.
Well, now they get better
ones.
Yeah,
now it's even better. So they're going to be like, I have to come back.
Should have waited.
But
you thought you liked it before. Guess
from what?
What
I heard,
even better now.
From what I heard, all the final stuff should be done by November. So it's
right. Dude, yeah, I saw the 3D renderings. They're fucking insane.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff is going to be going
down.
Yeah,
they had a lot of really good designs.
But so big shout out to TNGonline.com because they've been taking care of us and they're letting us invade their stop. Anyway, last time we did a sex episode and talked about sexual first. This one, it's a shit-talking episode.
Oh, and in fact,
we're calling it shit-talking or Four Dudes, No Cup.
And before we get anything going, I have to mention that right before we did a podcast about shitting yourself, Nick shit himself.
Nick, you want to talk about this?
So please,
I mean, not really.
Elaborate.
Please. I may or may have not shit my pants 15 minutes ago.
It's life imitating art.
it happens.
But
so,
whose fault is that? Is it yours or your mom's beans?
I'm going to go with a little bit of both. Maybe I tried to push. Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know.
So actively right now, where is your dirty underwear?
My dirty underwear is by the street in the Cobb County receptacle because I shit my pants.
It's why
right
we don't
before
buy.
The shit talk episode.
That's why we don't buy designer underwear.
See, if there's anything you can say about the show is that we commit to the craft.
Listen, I just shit my pants.
The craft
it was
macaroni
great.
And cheese. All right. Nick was able to kick off the episode by shitting himself. But Aaron, I know you have a story. And this is something that's been an ongoing thing for the last several years since you got a regular real job. Where you wear a suit and a tie and everything.
I do. And
you alerted to me at one point that, you know, there's one day a year that you're going to shit yourself.
I know it.
But that means like every day that you get up and you're shaving in the mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror and you go,
today could be my day.
It could be. Don't think that you have to have a certain feeling in the morning or you have to have a grumbly stomach.
Oh, I had bran and coffee and nothing happened.
Do you take precautionary measures like the little Tampax? You know, deal like yeah, I'm just saying. If you wake up every day prepared, I'm just saying. You say you wake up every day. This could be the day of shit. Why not prepare?
There's nothing worse than a string out your butt.
I hadn't really thought about safeguarding.
See, that's girls have a thing called always. Guys need to have a maybe today.
Well, I was thinking of that a little. Well, you
it
know,
depends.
I lived in my 20s and 30s. I didn't live the cleanest life. And to any man, the 40s come and incontinence can be a problem. The commercials are right.
Are you wearing a diaper really? Right now? Because I should be.
I'm feeling
sick. Oh, by the way, today's Nick's birthday. He's celebrating his birthday.
I shit my pants. Happy birthday, baby. I should have never taken that recipe.
You're not going to get... The thing is, you probably just ruined your birthday blowjob by having shown the back of your nuts.
See, I even talked to my mom about, hey, you know, it's got to be terrible coming out. And she's like, hey, it's awesome on the way in. But hey, both directions is pretty fucking tragic for me.
It looks pretty much the same going in and out.
Don't worry. Mom's going to get a phone call about that, I'm sure. A follow-up.
All right, so go on there with your three-piece shit.
Yeah, so... So now, you know, I have to wear a suit to work, and I do this every day. And, man, you know what? I know at least once a year this is going to happen. Last year was like any other year now. It happened. The thing is, you're sitting at your desk, and you're working on something else. You know, maybe a spreadsheet, maybe typing up an email. And
don't say spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet. Spreadsheet's how it happened. That's how it all begins. And so you're not thinking about it. You think, hey, I got a fart. You know what? I got my own office. Got a window.
I can strangely relate to that.
Yeah. No big deal.
But you're, recently.
Yeah.
But you're at the age now where you can't trust a fart.
No, you can't trust it, especially not if you've been treating your insides like I have for the last 20, 30 years.
See, and, farts used to be the comical thing back in high school and into college, but then when you get 40, it's like it's not funny anymore.
That shit becomes real.
Is 40 on you. Age? Because I feel like I need to be a little bit prepared for that.
Well,
go ahead and start. Double your age, T, and shut the fuck up.
T's already shitting himself. He goes, oh, so I know, I'm 40. Like, I've already ruined it.
Well, see, most stories when you're in your 20s and 30s about shit in your pants happen because you were drinking or doing something else. In your 40s, it could be a spreadsheet.
Yeah, you're not doing taxes or, you know, balancing your checkbook.
It could be a spreadsheet. And so I'm sitting in my executive leather chair, and I figure I can just go ahead and squeak this one out real quick.
Did you Scotch guard the leather?
I have now.
Burn the chair.
Got protection now. And
why has your chair got a condom on it? Man. For other reasons, don't worry about it.
Just leave it in the plastic. man, I'm sitting there working, and I thought I was going to squeeze this out, and instead, man, I shit my pants. And I'm not talking about like, oh, there could be a little poop in my drawers.
It was immediate knowledge, like not like a check.
I shit my pants. Yes. Suddenly the spreadsheet is forgotten. All I'm in straight up panic mode. I don't work in an office by myself. There are probably 50 other people who work in this office. And
how far do you have to walk to get to the nearest
that little
bathroom?
Water walk to the bathroom?
Past quite
obvious.
A few of them. Past quite a
that
few.
That looks
quite
like a guy who just shit his pants. What do you think?
No, what you
got? He's got that weird stroll to him. You know, he's kind of.
Did you
like
just
he's pinching a cherry in his
butt? That's what people are looking for. If you're going to be an executive, you've got to just walk to the bathroom like yes, like Alec Baldwin would. You just walk to the bathroom and hope that it didn't soak through your wool suit. And if it did, you know what? You do it like a man anyway. You don't make it a walk of shame. Make it a walk of pride.
Power tie.
I just shit
and
my
pants. How does
look
that walk
me.
Look like?
I had a rare
walk
steak
of pride
for lunch.
Shit myself.
Well, see, if you walk with properly with shit in your pants, or like, okay, that's a man that's too busy to shit. I like where he's going.
That's right.
He's got upper management written all over
you
him.
Bet. Aaron doesn't need that euphemism. He doesn't, you know, fucking just shit because he doesn't need the time. He did it because he's in con.
No, see. Yeah. No, see,
but it's how you walk that says that or not.
Yeah, I pinched it across the hall. I don't know about what.
And see, Nick was in a casual environment, and he could do something about it. I'm at work.
He was.
And the bathroom
was
does not have the facilities.
Nick was 10 feet from a bathroom when he shit himself.
Look, it was this fucking sneaky fart. It happens to all of us. I want to hear your shit stories and see if you were just like, oh, I got to poop. Oh, I pooped my pants.
Oh, trust me. I have one that's worse than yours. I was not within 10 feet. I was in the bathroom, but go on.
Did you ruin a 1,000? $1,000 suit like Aaron has?
We'll wait for this one. Let Aaron go.
You know what? The right dry cleaner can undo the damage.
Yeah, but I can't visit that dry cleaner again. Like, I'm not going back.
But see, a work bathroom doesn't have the facilities for this. I can't just ditch my underwear in the trash can.
Hey, who left their underwear in the trash
exactly,
can in the bathroom?
And the other people I work with are going to launch a full-fledged investigation. I can guarantee
they have
you
nothing
that.
Better to do.
Nothing is better than that. If I found shitty underwear in the trash
you
can,
you go check
in
it,
bathroom,
who's those, wearing underwear
those
or not.
Spreadsheets can wait.
I'm getting to the bottom of this.
This is an NSA fucking alert. Aaron shit his pants.
So,
Jesus.
So what I had to do was do a quick clean-up and whore bath with paper towels and then take my underwear and completely wrap it with paper towels. Wrap it all and put it back up till I've got a padded pants look. And then
Wait. Back up. So you wrapped up your underwear and you put them back on?
That's what I was just about
to
say.
That's exactly what I did,
sir. Okay, look, I just threw my shitty fucking underwear.
What am I going to do? Put them in my jacket pocket? It's a nice sport coat. I can't take two things
down
with
me. I would have put them in the
outside.
I would have put them in the trash can, but then you just like layer it with more like paper, you know, like what?
You don't think the smell of shit coming out of the trash can is going to...
Oh, no, in the bathroom? I'm going to go in the bathroom and be like, oh, it smells like shit. That's weird. I should lick the garbage can.
It's more like a waste basket. Look, I'm defending my decisions.
It's a wicker basket.
I make decisions in the now, and I do them how I feel they need to be done, and I don't second guess myself.
That's right. So it translates easily to shitting yourself.
I made this decision, and I got myself into what I thought was somewhere where I could walk out of the bathroom, down the long hallway, past everyone.
All the judging eyes.
Give them the going to lunch nod.
Not just shit my pants nod.
Right.
Which look very similar.
Very similar. Deceptively similar.
They could be. And some of them may have known. But I was able to walk out of the bathroom with authority, with confidence, walk down the hall, out the front door, and just leave. Nobody noticed when I came back in a different suit. That's the great thing
about
suits.
Blue and navy.
You didn't notice
they
my
only
suit
come in so many
no.
colors.
This one is slightly gray and this one's slightly darker gray, you dick.
Yeah. What, have you been wearing that suit all day? Not me.
Look, this is Men's Warehouse. That was French cut.
Men's Warehouse 2-for-1, bitches.
In case you shit yourself, we get 2-for-1 at Men's Warehouse. See, I guarantee it.
Most executive offices, you know, when they have the little wardrobe and the liquor bottles and all that, that's not because they want you to think they're cool.
You know, see, if I watch...
just in case they shit their pants.
See, I can't watch Mad Men now without thinking John Hamm just shit himself.
He could have. I'll tell you, John. 30
Hamm. Rock, man. You know, Alec Baldwin. Twice in one episode, Alec Baldwin probably shits his pants a lot.
He does it confidently, as
but
Aaron said.
Like I said, Alec Baldwin's one of those guys who shits his pants because he's too busy to deal with going to the bathroom.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Or he's just too convicted. Like, you know what? I'm going to shit my pants, and I just
so
did.
So that was Aaron's three-piece shit.
Mid-scene.
And T, you have one. We're calling it shit party, which is great.
Yeah, well, everything prior to this doesn't matter. What I ate, I'm not going to get into that, okay? But either way, I end up going to a party. Thank you. I don't want to, you know, make it like that real, okay? Just keep it somewhat. So anyway, I end up going to a party, and I was in high school, and this is one of those typical high school parties. Like, let's go drink my parents' booze in the basement.
Okay,
and
me just stop the story. Because it's going on in high school, I'm thinking, like now if we shit our pants, we're like, bummer, shit my pants, and then we go deal with it. In high school, like, that's catastrophic.
You're a lot more self-conscious,
That's like, because if anybody busts you for shitting your pants, you're the shit the pants guy.
Yeah, like
from
the whole school knows forever. Hey, that's Zach Shitty T.
But yeah.
You got to move away.
Shit T.
Yeah, so we start drinking. It's all great. And then typical shitting your pants story, you fart. You go,
I think most shitting your pants story is typical, though.
Well, I don't think no one's in there straining in their pants. It's normally a fart.
Well, I would say that most of them start with, I pushed out a fart, and I was like, wait a minute.
It brought the fun with
well,
it.
Well, if it doesn't start that way, you've got a different problem.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Can I go to the bathroom?
You're Alec Baldwin.
Thank you. I just did.
So I fart, and I'm, God. I'm like super self-conscious. I bolt to the bathroom. And I'm just like,
well,
was there
a gathering of people? Were you in a social
area?
Yeah,
it was a parents' basement.
Okay,
and there's like,
look at the three
eight,
of us.
Eight
nobody's
of us.
Been in high school for a long time. You're going to have to explain
know,
a
I'm
typical
sorry.
High school.
So
is everybody in Bobby socks?
In the parents' basement where
the whole varsity team was there.
No.
Jesus Christ, you old fuck.
We were hula hooping.
My God, there was a fucking male pyramid. Like, I was a base, of course, because I like guys. Right, T? Right?
Look
I
how
like...
gay you are with your dick in my mouth, dude.
No. Wait, did T just do a callback?
He called back to a story that we didn't even tell.
The story that happened just before we started the podcast. You're welcome.
I just shit my pants before the podcast. Yeah, that's the thing. Party on.
Strangely, before the podcast... We were talking about gayness, Nick shitting his pants, but shitting his pants didn't distract us from the gay store.
No, was still funnier.
Always on our mind.
All right, so go
everybody else is.
So, all right, go on.
So I bolt to the bathroom, and I just give like a, oh, I'm going to throw up, whatever.
Nice. That cuts you past the line. That's good.
So
They smell something.
Wow, his puke's pretty gross.
Exactly. So I jump in the bathroom.
His puke smells like shit.
Do a whore bath, as he said. I'm like, and they have that like organic toilet paper, so it's like breaking up in my underwear, and I'm like,
so it's making it worse.
This is doing nothing. All it's doing is taking the wet shit fart that I made and turning it into now like hard clumps of shit.
Shit pellets that are now lining my
underwear. So I, and as we talked about in my previous episode, when I get nervous,
Zach's got like 30 grit underwear.
I don't know if it grades underwear like that.
Jesus.
It was
Christ.
Definitely one of the heavier grades.
It was coarse, to be honest.
That was so glorious. Every time I tell that, I'm going to have to mention that. That's hilarious. So
how often are you telling this story?
Every night.
I feel every like time it's a good I meet opener, a girl, it's a I good introduce opener. The shit story and she leaves. I don't know why.
I don't know why. I thought we were supposed to be honest on first dates. So
that's why you say cunt, okay? Not talk about when you shit your pants.
Oh, just an FYI, why Nick just dropped the C word. Nick and Aaron have a theory that if you can drop the word, the cunt word in first date.
You're right.
Because you know you'll say it at some
you
point.
You
want to
see the reaction.
That way you just think you get it out of the way.
Get everything out of the way.
So it's desensitization.
No more surprises.
Right.
Which I, that kind of makes me understand like Zach's shit
right.
story.
Yeah. So teach
hey, I say cunt, I shit my pants. You want a date? You right. want to fuck?
I know right away, am I going to marry her or not? Nine times out of nine
times.
She's not going to marry you.
You knew where I was going.
I'm alone eating dessert. The Olive Garden was lovely. Aaron, laugh in your microphone. You're killing me, dude.
I know. He has to pull it away so that... Oh. Okay.
And you would think Aaron would know not to pull out.
Let's go back to the shit story.
Patrick's just hurting in his microphone. What were we talking about? Shit.
So I end up cleaning up to the best of my ability. And as we talked about in my last episode, whenever I get nervous, I turn into a sitcom version of myself. So I become a parody of myself. So my instinctive reaction is, okay, I know that there's a shit smell still aerating my general area. So my instinctive reaction is when I go up to a group of people, I go, who shit themselves? Try to deflect it away from me.
Shits?
Like that way you call it out and then you just walk away.
Because the you smelt the Delta rule is a total fucking facade. And that is a lie.
See, I'll tell you what it is. I had a time where I had a moment, I think like back in high school, where I was trying to clean it up. But I tried to clean it up with Pine Sol. But then I just again, I smelled like shitty Pine Sol.
Isn't that the thing? Like you always, yeah. You
somebody shit on a Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, now you got Febreze. You can that's really the whole, yeah, cloak that's the whole it. But back Febreze in high school, I didn't have
Patrick
fucking,
smells like a shitty cab. Like, I don't know why.
It's like it smells like lavender and shit.
It's like a
pine
lemon.
Sol and fucking poop.
But really, there's no dialing down after that story. It was just I just was walking up to the circles individually, each one at a time, going, who shit themselves? Okay, thank you very much for your time. And the next one, thinking that if I brought it out, nobody would think I was the one that shit themselves. But I left the party earlier than everybody. I'm pretty sure they were talking about me shitting myself after I left.
Did you guys see Zach? Myself. Like every time he talked to all of us, it smelled like shit.
He kept saying who shit themselves, then walked off and talked about it somewhere else. Yeah, I didn't smell the
he
shit.
He was walking
it.
Really weird.
Then he left earlier.
Remember when Zach shit himself and was trying to tell everybody that they shit themselves? I think that's what they were saying. But
all right. Well, I have a shit story where I shit myself at a urinal. We were talking about...
Wait, that's bad choices.
I know. Like, I've talked about some of the worst places to
but
shit
you're
yourself.
Right there.
Like at a church would be a horrible place, right? But that's kind of like the obviously bad place to shit yourself. I think Nick shit himself 10 feet from a bathroom when there was no pressure for him not to just
or
go to
2 feet from the
yeah, I was about to say 2 feet from the
but
stall
I'm
next to you.
I'm standing at a stall. I'm actually stopped for lunch for the day. I'm working with my my dad for the day, and we stop for lunch. I go to this bathroom at this one of those fucking generic kind of restaurants.
Right.
So it's got the stall behind me, and I'm at the urinal, and I go for a fart. And I was like, up. And I looked up with this, and I kind of look around the bathroom, see if anybody's. Because even if you heard it, you knew what happened. It wasn't man, that guy just farted. You know, no, it was homeboy shit his pants right there. Like, you could see that guy shit in pants. So then I just like moonwalked into the stall behind me. So I did that, like, just shuffle, like, trying to keep the cheeks
as closed as possible. Yeah.
And just keep moonwalked into the stall behind, closed it. Thing is, I'm at work with my pops for the day, so he's at the table, so I gotta make quick work in here, as well as I know that I'm not going home or anything. So my favorite pair of underwears. There's no way I'm ditching these.
You gotta let them go, sir.
Your lucky pair of reds.
You gotta let them go.
I cannot. So I'm now in the bathroom scrubbing as quickly as I can, scrubbing my underwear in the sink. I'm like, waiting for somebody to walk in. I'm like, are you cleaning your underwear, you hobo, in the sink? I clean it all up. I wrap it up in a bunch of paper towels, shove it in the cargo pocket of my shorts, went commando the rest of the day. But I knew the rest of the day I'm sitting there going, totally shit myself today. And know the rest of the day I have shitty underwear
and cargo shorts.
Kind
of
how I feel right
Man.
Now.
That is...
Like, but, I wish I could lie and that was a fucking joke, but it's not.
But the fact that you have to sit through this podcast with that story.
Knowing that I shit my pants.
So you know the feeling.
I think your body was reacting faster than mine. Like, we're doing a shit-talking story?
Welcome.
Now I've got something to talk
Nick,
about.
Did you have an extra shit story?
Oddly enough, I have another shit story.
You seem like the kind of guy that might.
I don't know why I have all these shit my pants stories. But,
I know why.
Oddly enough, in this same story, I threw my drawers out in the dumpster out back. So this is when I lived in Florida. I was a lot younger.
Like a Johnny Appleseed planting your underwear all over the Southeast.
Marissa, if you keep track of his underwears and all of a sudden you see one missing... You know, he shit himself again.
Look, don't ask her because she knows all the holes.
Do what?
Oh my god! Like a little fucking red Riding Hood,
like
just dropping shitty underwear through the fucking woods.
There needs to be like a Google Maps, like you can geocache his underwear, like where he's hidden it.
That's brilliant.
Marissa's like, "Where's Nick?" Well, there's one shitty underwear. There's got to be another one 50 yards away.
Thing one.
There it is. So anyway, I was living in Florida and I was working as a cook at a Cajun restaurant. And I was this is a work thing, Aaron. I did it then. And
yeah,
and
I've eaten at that restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
A lot of people from Pensacola have.
I cooked for you as well, but I washed my hands. I did wash my hands. So I've noticed a theme, and we all try to sneak a fart.
Right.
That's where trouble always begins.
That's where it starts, man. If you're going to push a fart, don't. Just don't.
You got to just know it's
so
good.
So I was a cook, and I'm standing on the line, and I'm breading onion rings.
Breading your underwear?
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
So anyway, no, I'm fucking...
I like the term breading your underwear. That's breading your onion ring. That's a new way to say you shit yourself. I'm like, oh, just breading my onion ring.
So I've got
so descriptive and kind of gross. Enjoy your underrings, people.
Yeah.
They're never really eat one again.
They're covered in my DNA. Enjoy. So, so I bread the underrings and I drop them in the fryer, and all in one motion, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to squeeze out a fart, and I kind of do the lift, and I squeeze, and I shit my pants. And so I'm standing there, waiting for the onion rings to fry, going, I've got enough time to run outside, strip. And get rid of these shitty underwear. Because it
Surely
wasn't just like...
one of the other kitchen guys could have covered for you, right?
No, I was by myself because we did that a lot.
I would love to be the guy outside the back of the restaurant. All of a sudden, the cook comes around, strips down, and see him just pulling his underwear off and throwing it in
the dumpster.
And you're just like, oh, guess what, baby? We're not eating here tonight.
And then I go, oh, shit, I've got onion rings. Got to go. So,
I'm cooking
anyway,
the onion rings. Don't have the onion rings.
So I had to close out the rest of the night with no drawers and... shitty pants. It was delightful. It was delightful.
Makes me want Cajun.
When I mopped the floor, I wanted to mop my ass, but you know, not enough bleach will take care of that.
Well, you know what? I respect you guys. You know, pushing through. Both of you had to work through it with shitty pants.
Still working through it
instantly
right now.
But I got a friend who I think is the ultimate story of working through it. Man, my friend Sparky, and I want to apologize to him for using his real name.
Wait, Sparky's his actual name? I thought it was a nickname.
It is a nickname.
Okay, then that's not his actual name. Jesus Christ.
But that's what
everyone in the Southeast knows him as.
They can't look him up. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you probably can.
He's the only one.
What's his Facebook name?
But anyway. Exit 113. Sorry, buddy.
Well, anyway, he works for the county in a small county in southern Alabama. And, man, what he does is he grades clay roads. And out in the country, you know, the roads are clay.
Grade.
That's like pre-paving, you know, grading and paving.
Okay, yeah. Those old clay roads, they have these big tractors with this big blade on it that they'll drive through and smooth out the road because rain will leave ruts and everything, makes it hard to drive on. So
his job is just to straighten out the dirt roads.
Yes, that's what he used to do, was grade these roads. And what they do is they have a truck take you out there and drop you off with your little sack lunch in your orange county employee jumpsuit. And climb on your grader.
This is the county government, not the prison. Yeah.
Yes.
You feel me?
It's not. So they look identical.
He was being paid more than 13 cents an hour, right?
Right.
Okay.
But
it didn't go towards his commissary account. It went towards his paycheck.
Right. Okay. And regardless, the government doesn't want you to steal your uniform. Orange jumpsuit is what they issue you. And sweet. I think if you buy in bulk, it's a lot cheaper anyway.
They're like, hey, well, these are the prison uniforms, and these are your uniforms.
Yeah, wow. Yours gets a name tag. Theirs gets a number.
DOC.
So, he gets dropped off in the morning. He wasn't feeling so good that day. And he had his little sack lunch, put it on his grader, fired it up around 10 o'clock in the morning. And he said he'd been driving maybe half an hour. Maybe half an hour into a shift, about 10:30 in the morning. And, he tried to do what everybody does. Was feeling a little uncomfortable. Tried to squeeze one out. And he shit his pants in his jumpsuit.
Which is the horrible thing to shit your pants
that's
in.
That's like a onesie. Yes.
Yeah, you're trapped.
It's a government onesie.
Trapped in with all of you.
Any mothers who've had newborns.
It has to stay in. It's all of you.
Yes.
Wow, there's shit up his throat.
It goes everywhere. And the thing is, he's on the very back roads, and this is a very rural county. There's not like he's going to be grading by a QT on a clay road. It's not.
No Olive Garden.
There's nothing out there. There's nothing for him. All he's got is his sack lunch and his jumpsuit.
Why didn't he just go shit in the woods? Why did he have to?
Sack lunch, keyword, sack.
He didn't intend.
Oh, so this is.
He could have shit in the woods, and that's the normally it's SOP, I'm pretty sure, when you're doing these things.
That's what the adults do.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime you see somebody grading a road and there's nobody in that tractor and it's the middle of the day, they're probably shitting in the woods. Yeah.
Shitting in the woods.
Now,
wiping their ass with a leaf.
I will give it up to him because a lot of us have had the struggle where, you know, you feel it coming out and you just clench up tight. Oh, my, stop it. And try to cut it off till you get to the bathroom. And maybe finish if you haven't already frightened it back up inside of yourself.
You get that whole reverse,
it's coming out the other way.
I do respect the choice the man made because when he was telling me the story, he was like, you know what? It wasn't done, so I just went ahead and finished her off.
Wait, still just sitting in the jet? Like,
well, what are you going to do? What's the difference? How much shit is too much?
Any amount of shit is too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you started doesn't mean you should finish.
That's not a shit. That's not powering through. Yeah. That's powering forward, my
if
man.
I'm gonna, okay, if I have my option of a Hershey's Kiss or a Baby Ruth, I'm going to just take the Hershey Kiss.
Or like Baby Ruth king size from this story.
Then you don't love coconut.
Coconut go-nuts.
Hey, Patrick gave me coconuts for my birthday, and I don't want to think about poo.
Oh, see, the problem with him, this was July in South Alabama.
Oh, goodness.
And he's on this grader all afternoon.
98 degrees, 90% humidity.
Hot and steaming.
And it's a grader, so he's hotboxing himself. It's just like this tiny cubicle.
The guy I feel bad for is the guy who showed up in the county pickup truck at the meeting spot to pick him up.
Lovely.
And he had to explain, well...
You're riding in the back.
Well, to me, you would think that when the guy came in to pick him up, he would have been like, hey, man, sorry, I kind of fucking shit my pants a little bit. You know, I was trying to squeak out a fart, and I shit my pants. No big deal. Sparky decided to shit his pants and then shit his pants.
There's a difference between shitting your pants and shitting your pants.
Like having a full bowel movement in your pants. And then
I don't know how full it was. We didn't ask him to measure it.
We didn't weigh it afterwards.
He was ill
Back up. Aaron, I want to go over the timeline.
He shit his pants
at 10:30.
Right.
And then continued to finish shitting himself at about 10:33. So he was picked up at 4 o'clock.
I'm not sure it was even 3 minutes.
He might have been a slow shitter. Maybe he was shitting himself for half an hour.
If it was a slow shit,
okay, so we're
going to
say, and I'm not good at math,
we're going to round up all the, all the shit that ended up in his pants was in there by 11.
He had a fucking parachute bag of fecal matter in his onesie for 5 hours.
Yep. Just like a toddler who's being treated poorly.
I'm sorry.
Nobody called social services.
They would have found me. If that was my case, they would have found me standing there like Lord of the Flies naked. No jumpsuit. There's a jumpsuit. It's over there. But I'm not covered in shit. I'd rather be just the naked guy. The weird naked guy.
Patrick's picking up like empty beer cans off the side of the interstate, pouring it all over his junk.
When I asked him, I was like, why didn't the guy who came to pick you up just find an emptied grater about 50 yards from where he dropped you off at?
Was it a truck? Because he would have sat the back.
Man, I've got a good pension. Just walk away from that, man.
You didn't pinch it very good.
Nice.
I see what you did there.
I actually had a story. This is, and I hate to shit on the IHOP, but I went to an IHOP. I was on tour, and it was me and... Matthew Lumpkin, the other comic I travel with, we were both.
What an unfortunate name.
We stopped to have a breakfast at an IHOP, and they poured us coffee in the mugs that already are sitting on the table and shit. She flips over the cup and she fills it, and I'm looking at the coffee, and as I'm kind of staring, you kind of see that weird sheen on the top of the cup.
Yeah, like on the oil on water.
Yeah, top of the coffee. It's kind of weird. Like I can see like a sheen to it, but I kind of ignore it. I finished my breakfast, and then I decided to shotgun my coffee before we get in the car. And we still have about an 8-hour drive that day.
Right.
I shotgun the coffee. About 30 minutes later,
bubble guts.
I'm in backwoods West Virginia, which is the worst place to ever have to shit yourself because there is no gas station.
And the hills have eyes there.
It's wrong turn all over again. So it's windy roads, which just sloshes your insides back
that
and
helps.
Forth. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to get the sweats going.
Sweating a little bit.
I'm starting to sit up a little higher in the seat and kind of
clinch a little bit.
Urgency.
I go. Yeah, man. I was like, we might have to stop. I might have to shit. He goes, dude, I got shit too. I'm like, dude, did your coffee, did it seem? He goes, it was the fucking coffee. There was definitely soap in the coffee or something.
They just pulled it out of there and
they fresh cleaned it, but it wasn't fully washed, and it was soap. So the soap just runs through you.
It was either the
maybe the guy in the kitchen
pot,
shit
the
his pants.
Maybe the guy in the kitchen shit his pants.
It had other things going on.
Can you catch?
Yeah. Here's a cup of dysentery. Enjoy.
Decaf.
Wait, can you catch shit your pants?
Is that viral?
We're driving around, driving back and forth, and finally I'm like, all right, we need to find something to wipe with, because I was like, we're finding woods. I was like, if I can find one spot on this road to pull off, because it was so narrow, there was no place to pull off. If there's one place I can pull off, just give me something I can wipe with. We had one Subway napkin was all we had in the car with us.
How do you share one
napkin? How do you split that? Yeah.
Right. You get that side, I get that side.
Look, one side is always a little bit shorter, though, because you know how it's like.
You just lean.
Hey, man, one square is never enough.
You lean yourself right back up against me. That way I'm sleeping with our head in the mud. That means so much more in the story. So anyway, I just find all of a sudden, as we come around this turn, Matt just goes, right there. And there's a small little gravel area where we can pull off. I slide the car to a stop. I don't even think I might have gotten into the park, but I just slammed the car in the park, I guess. And I jump out, and Matt's running. He's running behind me with this Subway napkin. And as we're running through the
woods, there's
just this parked car running on the side of a road, and there's these two comics running through the woods, pulling their pants down frantically. And I happen to find a tree that apparently the Keebler elves were working in, because I found this hole that I projectile shit into. And Matt just, all of a sudden, I just see this white sock fly over next to me. Matt had taken his socks off and threw me a sock, like a true friend. Like,
I
he's
respect
like,
that.
Here's my sweaty sock, wipe.
your ass with it.
You put your hand in the sock. Love you. Get up in there. You get it clean. And we get back in the car.
Just use one finger and don't look at me.
Counterclockwise, motherfucker. Yeah. So we jump back in the car. 50 feet later, gas station. All right.
That's what bastard. It smells like.
Does anybody have another shit story? Or are we able to finally wrap this thing up and throw it in our pants?
Wrap up the birthday, Labor Day shit storm.
Now that I'm in my 40s, I have tons, but we'll save them.
Tons of shit and tons of stories.
I got to go wash my
ass. Well, we're
going
to wrap this story up in a paper towel and put it in our pants pocket. And if you have a shit story or some horrible shit story, go ahead and email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com with the subject line, shit your pants story.
And don't forget to come out Thursday night, Tongue and Groove, September 5th, at devilsbusinesspodcast.
I hear Zombie Werewolf might actually
show up. Can I finish, T?
I'm sorry.
Can I do
I was
the
doing
promo?
Like an overlap thing.
You're not
like,
doing it.
Can I do the promo?
You're right.
Devilsbusiness.net launch party, Tongue and Groove, September 5th. Hopefully T won't be there. All right, oh, wrap them up.
T normally we started out pretty poorly, but tonight we ended it pretty poorly.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.